Corey Jackson is joining us, Executive Director of Citizens Inn in Peabody. Corey, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Corey, Citizens Inn merged with Haven for Hunger that I'm familiar with from a number of years back, but tell me what Citizens Inn does and the scope of the work that you do in the Peabody area.
Sure. So Citizens Inn helps families and individuals dealing with housing insecurity and food insecurity. We have 34 families that live with us in our shelter program. These are mostly single moms with infants and toddlers trying to get back on their feet and, you know, secure some income and get back into permanent stable housing. We work with them. We have about 4,000 individuals we serve through Haven from Hunger with various programs, including our pantry, which is normally a full-service grocery. It's now gone to pre-bagged groceries due to the COVID-19 crisis. And our meals program, which is normally a nice sit-down dinner and a great, sort of social atmosphere, dignified restaurant style served to the table, is now a takeout meal program offered to our clients at 4 o'clock every night. So, you know, we've been working really hard to sort of reinvent ourselves and how we deliver our services over the last month.
Corey and I would understand that with those changes, you would have incurred some additional unexpected expenses in dealing with that, right?
Yeah, definitely. And we have seen a couple of things happen, both just from the changes itself, the costs associated with going to a takeout container versus, you know, plates that we can wash. And that's just a simple example, but on a larger scale, we're going to the Greater Boston Food Bank at a greater clip in Boston to get our food, and that's causing, you know, additional gas, staffing, overtime, we had to purchase several carts for social distancing for our pantry program, where basically people come to a line. The groceries are put on a cart for them. They step forward. They take the cart to their car. We sanitize that cart down, start over again with the next customer. So there's been some pretty significant costs incurred just for the programming aspects of what we do. And then on the staffing side, we normally have an army of volunteers at Haven from Hunger, about 1,440 hours a month. Those volunteers are mostly in their 60s and 70s and are retired. Obvious reasons cannot come anymore, should not come anymore, and are staying home at a greater rate. So we are actually working with a couple of our funders in the city of Salem and the city of Peabody, and we are going to be hiring 10 individuals that have been laid off or furloughed from the restaurant industry to get to work at Haven from Hunger and help us out replacing those volunteers that really should be staying home at this time.
I was going to ask you about your so-called dedicated staff and maybe tell us about that, because when people are doing this work, it's just so critical that they continue to do it. But clearly, as you just noted, the volunteers can't do it. Those volunteers can't. So yeah. Tell me more about your staff, because obviously it's a dedicated group.
They're amazing. I mean, we actually just put out a memo to them praising their work and giving them a little increase as well during this time because of the personal commitment they're making to coming in every day. We have house managers that are going into our congregate shelters where multiple families and kids live. We have safety precautions in place for them, but, you know, in any congregate environment, there's a higher risk of spread and real fast spread. The people at Haven from Hunger, we have like 4 employees there, and about 23 in our shelter program. So, you know, it's a strong group of people, and they're still doing whatever it takes to make the families and individuals feel safe and feel like they're not abandoned. In this world of social distancing, it's especially hard for our staff and our clients that we're having to sort of take a step away from each other a little bit, you know, to talk on the phone instead of in person about some pretty serious matters that people are going through in their lives. Talking through a plate of glass, leaving things outside a door for them to pick up versus handing it to them, you know. So all these things are just kind of adding up and you know, definitely present a challenge for folks that are already have already gone through a series of complex traumatic events and now we have this on top of it.
Can you share anything more, a particular story or two on a client or dealing with the people that you serve and how this has impacted them?
We had a couple of simple things. You know, the things that are really resonating with me are what we're doing in the grocery stores. We're losing our minds and clearing these shelves. This is causing a great impact on families that need products. Families that are going to the grocery store to just get one can of formula, to get one package of diapers, to get one loaf of bread. Everyone taking 10 loaves of bread and 20 cases of toilet paper off the shelves is making it really, really difficult for the families that are most vulnerable. We had one family, the very first day of this crisis, we went out for our normal food rescue. We go to all the grocery stores and pick up things that are about to expire. There was no bread, zero bread, because it had all been cleared off the shelves. So we weren't able to rescue any bread that day. She was out in our parking lot crying, and one of our volunteers walked up and asked her why she was crying, and she said, I don't have bread. I can't feed my children their sandwiches, you know. And that volunteer got in her car, went down to Santoro's on Main Street in Peabody. The Santoro's owner gave her a bunch of bread. She came back, hooked up that family. It was an amazing moment and a really sad moment at the same time, and it really pointed out what this sort of hoarding mentality in the grocery stores is doing to some of our clients.
Well, that is powerful information. Corey, I wanted you to close. Maybe tell us about. We're going to put a link on our post here as to how people can donate to the Citizens Inn. But I imagine that cash donations right now are the most valuable for you. But anything else you want to share?
You know, cash is really the only thing that we can accept at this time. The virus is living on cardboard for 24 hours, plastic for even longer, and we just can't put our volunteers and our staff at risk taking in-kind food donations at this time. So we're really just relying on Greater Boston Food Bank supply and restaurant and grocery store partners that practice solid food safety protocols. So cash, citizensin.org, we have a donate button right at the top of the page. Those donations are going to go directly to fund our response to this crisis. All money coming in right now is being directed at that.
Well, anybody listening to you, Corey, will know it's money well spent for sure. So, Corey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yep, Corey Jackson, the Executive Director, Citizens Inn in Peabody.